First of all, if I could, I'd like to ask you your name. So if you could tell me your name, please.
Doreen Bardsley.
Thank you.
Fred Bardsley.
Thank you. Where were you born?
I was born in Silver Street.
In Ramsbottom?
Yeah. Right. I've just found it in the book that I was living there when I actually started school. And I always thought I were living in Crawley.
And where were you born?
Peel Street, back of the Grant's Arms.
Both in Ramsbottom?
Yeah.
And could I ask you when?
24th of April, 1933.
And could I ask you the same question?
3rd of April, 1928.
So, going back to your childhood, what are your earliest memories of Crow Lane?
Crow Lane?
Mm.
Coming to school, I think.
They're really around the church, really. All the church was railed off. And it was all cobbles, apart from two, not just outside school yet. That otherwise, it hadn't altered, has it?
But we moved from Silver Street to 22 Crow Lane. And next door to us was a cook shop when we first lived there, where they sold potato pie. They had a big dish on the counter on a gas jet to keep it warm.
So people could just go in?
Yeah,
and...
They were actually called
And they were Richardson's shop were on the other side. And then there were another shop down at bottom called Bosley's.
What did they sell?
Grocers. They were grocers and selling out shops. Yeah.
So the cook shop? It was run by somebody called Cook, you said.
Cookson.
Was
it
just sort of
like, just describe it for me.
Are we on there now?
Yes.
Well, we lived next door to it. When we had a garden, and then there were no garden in front of the shop, so our garden wall kind of came inside of the shop. Then there's a big shop window, ain't there?
Well, tell her what you used to do.
Well, no, that were afterwards. That weren't when it were cook shop.
Come to that in a minute.
Yeah. I were only six when we moved into St Paul's Street. I think you moved when you wanted decorating. Everybody seemed to move about a lot, didn't they?
So
from
the
one house
shop,
to another.
They would just be making a big potato pie and nothing else.
No.
Well, they sold tripe and things like that, because in the window there was actually a tripe bench with a... The tribe would drain and run through the weeping holes outside. That's where...
Like when a few years after, when it was like a ironmonger's type of shop, we used to put sticks through these holes and move his stuff about in window. Great fun. That was great fun. What else? I can't remember when they macadamed it, Crow Lane, can you? But they macadamed it from... end at school, down to the bottom, and round to where Bosley's shop were at bottom. And then everybody called it Caddy. And kids used to come from all over Rammy to roller skate on it, because it were the only macadam, weren't it? In Ramsbottom.
First macadam
in Ramsbottom.
At the time, wasn't it?
Yeah, so we got called the Caddy, yeah. Mm.
So when you came to the school, can you remember your first memories of coming here into the school?
Yeah, I can remember Miss Assel's class, nursery class, and you had to go to sleep at afternoon. And I've just found in the book where they either bought the beds or had them donated, the little beds for nursery class.
They were proper beds, were they?
Yeah, folding up little beds. And you had to go to sleep at afternoon, you all had your own cover.
And they were actually in the classroom?
In the nursery. In that annex part, it's all changed around
there.
I don't know how long we went to sleep for. I think anybody ever went to sleep, really. And she used to say, "Are you all asleep?" And we say, "Yes, Miss Assel." I remember that. Yeah. And I remember the pictures on the wall over at fireplace in the room we've just been in. And it were
Peter Pan. Peter Pan all the way around.
Peter Pan.
When you say fireplace, was that how the classrooms were heated?
That one was.
There were pipes though, weren't there?
There was pipes, but there was a. Well, I see the chimney breast is still there. But there was always a roaring fire in
with the fire guard round. And there were a fireplace in Mrs. Cook's class upstairs.
Yeah, upstairs.
Yeah, and we were just talking in there, me and Barbara Richardson and Mrs. Coote were always calling. She used to say, can all the children bring a piece of coal for Mrs. Coote's fire? Thinking of a war. Mm-hmm. I thought we went war, we're on.
Well, they had a big coal. Well, it was cork, actually. Just outside there, there was some railings. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the coal was... it went down to the boiler. Then Mr. Devonport was the caretaker then. Mm. And then Mr. Ribbett came after Mr. Devonport. I'm going about it when I was 5 years old now.
We're happy school though, weren't we? Mm. We had lots of plays and concerts. And if you were a bit naughty in Mrs. Coote's class, she used to say, right, just for that you will not have the play. And then we'd sit quiet and then put your hand up and they'd all say, please, can we have the play? You're always having plays, weren't they?
Yeah.
And concerts. And
so it had a stage in the school?
Oh, yeah, there was a stage in the hall.
Big, well, big it was stage. A classroom as well.
It was a classroom when evacuees came, weren't it? They made it into a classroom.
Is it not there now?
I don't know. I've lost my bearings.
It just took the petitions
I was amazed when I came out to there and it weren't cloakroom anymore.
So where these walls are now, they were just movable partitions?
Yeah.
In there?
Yeah. They used to have dances here and war were on every Saturday night and soldiers used to come and
this was actually out, they'd be. And this, it hadn't been built on this, has it? It was actually the big room, the headmaster's class, and all out there. And here was what we called a museum. There were about four glass cupboards. But it was a museum. There was a piece of parchment in it.
Can you remember what the procedure was when you came to school in the morning? I mean, was a bell ringing to call you into school?
Mm. Bell used to ring as you came out of the yard and then you send up for prayers.
Would you all come straight in from the yard? Oh, yeah. You wouldn't line up first? Well,
you don't. They were more straight then, was the teacher.
We did line up, though.
Mm-hmm. Lined up in the big room.
In the yard we lined up, didn't we? Oh. Then what? Depends whether you're in the big room. Big room and nursery class were separate altogether, weren't they?
Well, they were dead.
When you went up into the big room.
Was Miss Whittaker's and Miss Shaw's.
Yeah, and Miss Athol.
Then you came in here and, it was Mrs. Metcalf's class, then Mrs. Mary came with the evacuees, and then Mrs. Barlow at the end.
Mrs. Coote upstairs.
Miss Parkin had the stage, so Mrs. Coote was upstairs. Oh, and Cocky West was
quite
there.
Quite big, weren't they? We weren't all there together, though, were they?
So what would be the first thing that would happen in the morning once you've all come into school?
Prayers.
The whole school, where would they take place?
In the big hall.
Room.
Mm. Each day was a different hymn, wasn't it?
Mm.
Then you just dissembled to your own classes.
You said the discipline was very strict then.
Oh, yes.
What punishments would be meted?
You had to stand on the line.
With a stick, and they were laid on too.
Teacher would say, right, go and stand on the line, and you went into big hall and stood. There were no line there, but everybody knew where to stand. And then headmaster would come and see you there and give you a cane.
It just depends what mood he was in, I think, sometimes. But it used to sting. And someone pulled the cane.
I never had cane. Oh, we're good.
Would you go home and tell your parents if you'd
Yeah, but they just used to say, well, what had you done? Now, one of my brothers, he took the cane off and snapped it in two. give one of the teachers a clout and went to paint. And he went, you know, she says, can't you see the boy that day?
There were some came when he was three, didn't he? Hmm? When we left him. Ramsbottom. There were David.
Yeah,
he came here when he was three.
Yeah. You said you actually lived on Crow Lane for a little while. Can you remember the house at all that you lived in? Is it number 18, do you say?
22, next to Coote Shop.
Right.
Yeah. I was six when we left there. Yeah, I remember the backyard. And I remember we had a parlour, which was very posh. Having a parlour. The parlour weren't posh, but it was posh having a parlour.
Were you allowed into it?
Didn't use it, really. No, not much. And we had like a bit of a garden, the same that they have now. But there were railings around it, which they took away for war effort. That's all I remember about that house, really.
Do you remember the toilet facilities that you had there?
No, I don't.
What about here in the school? Where were the toilets here?
Just a
yard.
The girls was just, and then there was a big gate that separated the boys from the girls, wasn't there? And then there was a row of toilets for the boys and quite a long urinal stone.
Well, out in the yard.
I don't know whether it's still there or not.
So the boys and the girls, when they went out to play in the yard, you were kept separate,
were you?
But you were mixed in the classrooms.
And then sometimes we'd come out for games. We were joined together then, weren't we?
Yeah.
Although there was an age gap between us two, like we didn't actually know one at school.
No, I knew you two younger brothers. You were one of the big lads, weren't you?
I don't know.
do you remember the lessons that you actually got taught, that you were taught here?
You had
catechism, that was the first lesson.
The first lesson, yes.
Yeah, you knew it off by heart. You had to rhyme it off every day. Then spelling.
That was in your classroom,
catechism, what is your name? Who gave you this name? And we knew it off by heart, didn't we?
Well, the first lesson was always arithmetic after that, wasn't it?
Then we used to have spelling in Mrs. Coote's class, and then arithmetic. Didn't do much in geography, really, did you? Oh, music. You did music a lot.
Yeah, but there was only...
Do, re, mi. That sort of singing, scales, that sort of music. We did a lot of singing, though, didn't we?
Was that sort of towards all the plays and things that you would put on here at school?
Yeah.
So it's had quite an artistic history then of the school.
I remember Mr. Lindley wrote a play to do in church, The Keys of the Kingdom, didn't he?
He was quite clever, really. And
I was in it. But did a bit of
He had a vocation for that sort of thing, didn't he?
The Keys of the Kingdom are seven.
He wrote the school song.
Very well.
Did he?
Yeah.
And he also wrote a song for War Weapons Week. I can still remember all the words.
Go on, sing it.
Can you
sing it?
Yes, please.
I'm not starting singing.
Go on.
Can you sing it?
Sing it.
What? Where's who?
War Weapons Week.
Go on. War Weapons Week, yeah. Come, lasses and lads, get cash from your dads and cash from your mother's stew. For England's need is bombers with speed and England depends on you. Let everyone take a hand and lend to defend the land. And dip it in his purse and meant to defend the land.
That was true, weren't it?
I know, so what, but can you remember it, Fred?
And school song, sing that.
What?
Beneath the shadow of the...
You got the wrong key there.
Well, I'm not singing it.
Beneath the shadow of the spire, the old school in the lane, in coming days will... And we will sing again. They go on St. Paul's. Hurrah.
St. Paul.
There's about four verses.
The good old school St. Paul's. Oh, right, weren't they?
And do they still use the same school song?
I don't know. I've talked to a lot of people and they just can't remember it.
Can you remember all the verses?
Pardon?
Can you remember all the verses?
Yeah.
Have you written them down?
No, I don't need to.
I was thinking for the project.
Yeah. You have a brilliant memory. Mm.
How often would you sing the school hymn? The school song?
At least once a week, I should think.
I don't know. We always seem to be singing it.
Did sports play an important part here in school?
Well, not sports like that. We occasionally the boys played football up on where Peterborough Estate is now. That was football field, and we used to play skittle ball in the big hall here. But Mr. Lindley was the sports master, plus being dead masses. He hadn't really time to cover anything.
They were like only male teacher, weren't he?
And then. I think the girls playing netball, didn't they? Well, they had the equipment for
it. I can't remember playing any of the games.
Well, they had the equipment for it because they used to keep them in. I can't remember the posts with the nets on.
No.
Yeah, they were poor, just carrying them about.
Must have been absent a lot because I'm not on any photographs in there. No, I don't remember being off sick or anything.
It was about the physical education.
Well, it was just hand stretch, sort of thing, and country dancing.
Oh, yeah, we did country dancing.
The boys had
a lot.
To do it too.
Yeah.
What sort of desks were you sitting at in the classrooms?
In the bigger. The older ones, we had actually the lock-up desk. You had your own lock and key and top.
You actually had your own keys, did you?
Yeah, well, you had to provide your own key, lock and key. Oh, okay. And they were quite good desks, weren't they?
Mm. In nursery, you started off at little blue tables with four sitting round. And then you went on to something like a long table like that with two people. So you didn't have a proper desk. When you moved up into a big room, you had the desk with...
Flat top.
Top and then the bit underneath where, I don't know, you put your boots.
Tidy.
And this sloping top with the inkwell in. Because it were pen and ink.
Yeah, they were filled with inkwell.
Oh, yeah, when nobody about you, roll little bits of blotted paper, drop. And the inkwell, somebody goes, "Tracy, Jerry, what's done on my boots?" It's just a big dumb blot back. Who's done it?
Who would fill the ink wells? How would they
ink monitor.
Ink
oh,
monitors.
Yes. If you're an ink monitor, you went up onto the stage and filled them up.
I think we made our own ink.
Back at stage, weren't it? Made it with
They used
powder.
To make it in the washhouse.
From a powder? And would the children do that? Or
the they had special ink monitors for
if
it.
You're ink monitor.
Because you used to go down to...
And you could have a milk monitor as well, couldn't you? Could be a milk monitor.
Oh, yeah.
And in nursery class and Miss Whittaker's class, they used to have milk had come frozen solid sometimes in the broccoli, and they put them in warm water in a big bowl to thaw them out. Christmas, they used to make Christmas puddings, and everybody would have a stir and then make a wish.
Actually,
here
in the
school?
Miss
Whittaker's,
So she'd have a cook.
They were at nursery and infants, and then before you came up into the big room. Yeah, and used to make Christmas puddings. I remember having it, and you queued up and stirred them and made a wish and put threepenny bits in.
And would you share them when they were cooked?
Mm. Yeah.
Well, we had a good Christmas party, really. Even in the big room here, everyone fetches threepenny or something to and your own tea and sugar. And we had a party at Christmas.
Would you put a Christmas pantomime on for a parent?
Occasionally they did, I think.
War changed a lot, though, didn't it? War changed a lot.
There was pageants put on in church, weren't they? And
did you notice a big difference when the war started here in the schools, you know, with
there were a lot more activities, weren't there, because we were, like, collecting things, what war effort and...
Oh, yeah, we used to have war weapons, collecting aluminium, potato peelings, and...
Boots.
Used to go around with a truck and knock on doors, have you had potato peelings? Yeah. And they were for the pigs, like pigs were. Then they had it, we're collecting aluminium, people were giving the pots and pans, and it all went away to be melted down.
Yeah. Kids bringing pots and pans the mothers didn't know they were bringing.
really, the children were happy at school.
Happy school.
And if any falling out, they were hitting one another with a gas mask.
Did you have any sort of special training, if you will, you know, in case anything happened, if a bomb was dropped or anything? Did you have any drills?
We had air raid drill. And you had to line up in cloakroom. Siren went, you lined up in cloakroom and you went and up to air raid shelters.
Where
at the back.
It?
Well, you know where council offices are? Where the bus stopped. There's a green lawn just behind the bus. There's three air raid shelters under there.
Oh, they were. They're
still there.
I don't know.
I think they're still there. I haven't been in them, but I could see through one of the doorways. There was three air raid shelters there and we used to queue up and assemble in there. Mm. pitch dark inside, like the
did
only
you
camera.
Did you ever have to go up there for real, or were they just...
Well, it was just...
I don't remember having a real early, not at school hours. I remember having them when at night time.
We had to go up, so you got the routine of things.
Yeah, and then they give you Horlicks tablet, didn't they? Mm. That were a big treat. When you went to her aid shelters, they'd come round teachers with Horlicks tablet.
Oh, right. That was your...
yeah, that was your treat.
Yeah.
Although this is coming through my coat.
Oh, yes, it'll be fine. Yeah. Thinking about Crow Lane now, I know you moved when you were very young, but do you spend much time on Crow Lane?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, everybody came with the roller skates, didn't they?
Mm. After the tar.
And also marbles. Yeah, also marbles. There was many a game of marbles going on in the lane. But there wasn't the traffic
there. Because there's no traffic. Well, horses and carts used to come down and we used to jump on back and lift your feet up and you got a ride down to the bottom.
What, who were the horses and carts?
There were carters, weren't there, at bottom, down bottom. What we call down bottom, when there's that dirt track at the bottom of the Crow Lane and it runs across bottom of St Paul Street as well. And there were carters.
Yeah, we're
just carts.
Yeah.
They're very big carts, though. Long, this room. But really powerful cart horses, weren't they?
Well, you lifted your feet up and got a ride down to the bottom.
So it'd be a popular spot then for the local children to congregate.
Yeah.
It was really, wasn't it? Mm.
Do you remember any of the characters that used to live on Crow Lane? You know, the people that lived there?
Remember Jack? What were he called, Jack?
Jack Nuttall?
No.
Percy Nuttall's father?
No. He was called Jack anyway, and we used to think he were right naughty. So we'd knock on his door and run off. And when he died, apparently when he died, he left his money to be shared out with the old people from Crow Lane, St Paul Street. Every year got something out of his estate. Mm. So he wasn't really naughty, but I think he used to pretend to like, you know, come shake his fist or he'd run off.
Always used to talk to his son.
Apart from the road has been, I know it's been tarmacked, have you noticed many changes on Crow Lane over the years?
On this side, on the school side, yeah. On the other side, no, there's not much change apart from that. What used to be Cook Shop is a house, has been for many years now. On this side, some of the houses have gone, haven't they? Used to be a hat shop at the end of this, and Richardson's shop was in this row, next door but one to school. And then there were three or four houses and then a hat shop at the end.
All right.
Now that's gone, hasn't it? Well, two of the houses, I think, have gone, the hat shop and the...
Actually been taken down, right.
Mm. And the other houses, they've... it was just a play area, but they made gardeners there now, haven't they? And gardens around the back.
Yeah, there always a spare ground in front of the small houses at bottom. Well, they've all claimed the land now and made gardens out of them.
Did they ever go into the drill hall?
Oh, yeah. Used to go in for...
Not a right one. Not an hour time. When we were kids,
we used to go in for games sometimes, but not a lot.
Well, that were taken up during war and my soldiers and...
There was quite a lot of activity on Crow Lane, I believe, with the
soldiers. Oh, yeah, well, you had the cavalry in the yard at the bottom. And then you had, what were they called, the other ones at Ramsbottom Technical School?
Cuba.
Mm, and Cuba, the Cuba factory. They were stationed in there, sort of.
And at backup drill hall, they had a trench where they used to do shooting training. Because we used to go in and collect the cases, little cases of bullets.
So there was no restriction to the children roaming around?
No, when cavalry were there, we used to help with horses and... Yeah. We're a lot happier children then. They don't have much to do now.
Then Factory Street. She was a character, weren't she? Mr. and Mrs. Tattersall. If you were playing round her house, you used to run out and that just set a dog on you. And she always shouts, "Season Bobs." She actually got the nickname as Mammy Season Bob.
Mammy Season Bob. So it's quite a torment, them sort of people. You know, I suppose the perhaps were a bit cruel, really, and naughty, but...
It sounds like you were just fairly normal children.
Yeah. Yeah, Mama Season Bobs, that's right, yeah.
Good, a heck of a lot of houses there, when you think about it, because some of them were three stories behind. They've all been pulled down now.
In Factory Street. And there were New Jerusalem Church as well, on the corner, and Sunday School. That's gone. So, there's been a lot of changes, but not on the side facing school. That's practically the same.
This is tragic, what they're doing with this.
With the school?
Terrible.
And I don't know what they're going to do with it, but it's only fit for a school, OK? You couldn't build flats, could you? Really, not here. There's no parking space. We have heard as the Muslims were buying it for a school for their... Well, if that's true, it's...
I don't think that's going to go up there. That's the future, not the past.
But it's not right. If it's good enough for a school for ours, it's...
Yeah. Well, I found that, I found it fascinating. Unless there's anything that you can think that we've not sort of talked about, that you can remember from your childhood around Crow Lane and the school, which is obviously what they're... most interested in
the
today.
School, we used to have Empire Day as well.
Oh, do you remember Empire Day? What happened?
Yeah, it was like a big tableau. We used to do a big tableau, didn't we?
Mm.
And Britannia would be at the top. And is it August, isn't it?
I think it was 4th May.
Of August, is it?
I think it was May, it was Empire Day.
Was it? Anyway, we used to have a May, because there was a May Queen and Britannia. And then all different... dressed up as all different people, children from the colonies.
You'd actually come to school dressed up, would you?
Well, they used to do it in here. And everyone would come on to say, I know my line were big apples from off Australia.
It's either I bring such a thing from whatever country you were supposed to be representing.
Did you actually dress up? Can you remember?
Yeah, I remember dressing up.
What country were you representing?
Some of us were dressed up in red, white and blue, weren't we, little girls?
We represented different countries, really, didn't we? Yeah.
Would this just take place in the classroom?
We're the British Empire then, really, so... like nearly every country belonged to British Empire.
And we had a maypole, didn't we, on May Day?
Oh, yeah.
In that room.
Oh, there's a lovely maypole in the annex there, isn't it?
Went right up to the beam. It was slotted into one of the beams, didn't it?
Of course, those kids, it used to look a mile high, didn't it?
Oh, and at Christmas, we used to have a right big Christmas tree in there.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody got a present.
Christmas come.
Just going back to Empire Day for a moment, can you remember singing any special songs at Empire Day?
You remember better than me. You were a big boy.
I won't
say
any special songs. They made songs in England, Our Island Home, Land of the Free. You sing that a lot. Well, they used to have somebody take the solo on it more than me. So Dorothy Davis it was.
So the whole school would get together?
Well, they kept all the schools together because we used to have a festival of song. Was every year, and everybody had to practice. The other schools used to come here, and we'd all practice in the hall, singing together. And then one of the picture palaces would accommodate us all, and that would be the Empire and the Royal then, and the festival song would be put on in there.
Every school in Ramsbottom.
And then all the parents and relatives would come.
Yeah, watch. Can't think of anything else.
I mean, really, they were better days than they had now because people had time for one another and you didn't get this bullying and I want this. It just wasn't on there, was it? I mean, they said you could leave your front door open, nobody would go in.
Did that happen? Did people do
that? Yeah, people didn't bother the same. Like,
my mother worked in Mill and she used to lock our door when And she went to work and an anky on a nail on the door. And it were high up and I had to jump up like this to knock it off.
So it was there for anybody. Yeah.
I just will not bother knocking it, really.
Does she leave a note sometimes, won't she? Gone out, keyed in toilet.
I remember that key hanging on the door.
So you don't remember as youngsters a lot of trouble or problems that you get today?
No. The most trouble you got in was really naughty, weren't it, really? Mm. And we all had been most at school. Children used to go on. We had a destructor then, it was quite good. Because all the tins and everything was squashed with a steamroller, ready for smelting down, you know. And all the bottles were taken and recycled. Well, we used to go down and collect the old milk bottles and fetch them back to the shop here.
Get the penny.
He knew where you got them.
And so instead of giving you
were saving. Yeah, instead of giving you a penny on them, he'd give you 8 me, wouldn't he?
Obviously
very happy days.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I can't remember ever being frightened at war, can you?
No, well, we did have bombs.
I remember bomb dropping at Stubbins.
And
first, we used to get up every night and go next door under their stairs, and then we got fed up of getting up and we stayed in bed. And when bomb dropped at Stubbins, we didn't even hear it. We slept through it. I went to the street morning after to do my errands and come back. Oh, every window in the street's all, there's been a bomb, and every kids were congregating and all went down to have a look. And,
well, the clothes stuff is off, isn't it?
Yeah.
Collecting shrapnel. And...
I can't remember ever being frightened. I had a big piece of shrapnel from there and I don't know what happened to it. Maybe treasures.
I had a box of
threw out.
Well, they've been wonderful memories. I can only say thank you very, very much for coming and sharing them with me.
Thank you.